What is on my side? What is that?
Hey, dude, so glad you could be here. Is this making you uncomfortable?
Dude, stop, man. That tickles. Stop, bro. Stop.
I know you tend to chafe here sometimes.
And that actually does feel pretty good.
Yeah?
I have.
Yep.
Dude, stop. Don't do that again, please. Dude, don't do it again. Please don't.
Now we can get Cody for real.
Oh, man, if you're walking by, don't do it again, please. Oh! Nothing feels better or worse than a liquid death to the nuts. Nothing feels better, worse than that.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TMGstudios.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGstudios.tv.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm
trying to
get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
So what is that? It does kind of look like me. Is that a mannequin?
No, dude, it's a high quality synthetic humanoid doll.
Is it a sex doll?
No, I mean, I don't know. The crew was saying that the holes are smooth. That's all. That's what they were saying.
They said the holes are smooth.
That's all they said. They said
that's a direct quote from them. The holes are smooth.
Yeah, I walked in and Ovi said, the holes work. And she smiled.
They work and they're smooth.
Yeah. Well, holes work. Yeah, actually, Ovi was like, the holes work. And then Zach was like, very smooth. And he went like that.
So that's fucking disturbing.
Why? It's not like it's haptic.
Because it's a proxy for me, dude.
Well, we need to make it haptic, so then you really, like, really feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, like a voodoo sex doll.
Yeah.
You just get jerked off from a different location.
All right, man. Let's chill out on the fantasies, all right? Who the hell is going to be jerking you off? There's only 4 or 5 people that work on this.
Not the employees, Jesus Christ.
There's only 4 or 5 people in this, you know, in the ship studio at all times. I don't know who you're expecting.
Nobody who works for the studio, okay?
So then a vagrant man is just going to walk
in
here?
Well, I don't know, like the person who cleans the ship?
they're like, huh, I wonder if...
I'm lying in bed.
I wonder if...
I'm like lying in bed. Oh! Oh!
Yeah, because you know how facilities staff just can't resist the urge to jerk off a mannequin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Isn't that your first urge?
Yeah.
When you come upon a random mannequin, there's no one around.
When I come upon a random mannequin,
you gotta check if the holes. You gotta check if the holes work.
Yeah. Anyways, dude, how are you feeling this morning?
Good. Actually, I was just reflecting on this because it's the first night that Otis has slept through the night.
Wow.
And I didn't really realize it until I was feeding him this morning and I was like, I feel fantastic. And I realized that I've slept from 9 till 5. Or I slept from like 10 till 5. 10 till 5.
Yeah, count it. Count those hours, because...
I mean, it's a solid 7 hours, and it's the most solid I've slept in 2 months. So that's pretty
good. Me and Otis are actually tapped in, man. We were talking last night, and I was like, why don't you give the guy a break? And he was like, all right, cool. But I'm cooking up a scheme, and I was like, have at it. Have at it.
What scheme?
I don't know, bro. Leave that between us.
Like, is it going to come later?
I mean, bro, I'm just saying, kid's got plans.
He's cooking something up?
Yeah, he's cooking something up. He's got plans to make your sleep miserable at a unpredictable... Yeah,
Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Monday night, though, you call him and you're like, listen, the ratings are suffering, all right? You got to let my man get a little sleep.
Yeah, let the boy sleep a little. He was like, all right. So, yeah, well, that's good, dude. Congratulations on your 7 hours. Welcome back to walking around.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I feel good. Went for a run this morning. Yeah, that's it. How you doing?
I really thought you were about to hit me with some Matthew McConaughey right there.
Like what? You see, speaking of that.
Yeah.
You see the crypto markets?
No.
All right, moving on. Christmas tree throw.
No. What's up with Bitcoin? You're back on top.
Shit's up, dude.
Yeah.
You're not seeing this?
No.
The crypto winter is over.
Is it? Let's pull up Bitcoin price. We doing this again?
It's almost at all-time highs.
Yeah. We're back. We gotta start to put my money in.
Yes, exactly. I think it's time for you to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this. Almost $57,000 per coin.
That's cool, man.
We've been joking about, like, dudes on Twitter that, you know, like, just know too much about graphs.
Yeah.
You ever see those Twitter accounts that will, like, screenshot a certain part of the Bitcoin graph and be like, oh, it's a double inverse. This clearly is a double inverse echoed peak. That means it's going to 100 next week for sure, 100%.
Yeah, I'm familiar with people like that in traditional stocks, but no, I've not seen any. I guess
like any graph doesn't have any stocks.
I see. But yeah, I don't really talk to too many fucking nerds. So no,
yeah,
JK. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's fair.
So what are you?
But this right here, I mean, this clearly, if you look at the right here, that's a triple tit.
Yeah,
triple titty right there.
Now, if you zoom in. You zoom in on this most recent bounce. Let's get a. Can I get a 5-day stochastic chart, please?
Yeah, there you go. There we go.
Yeah, this isn't quite a stochastic chart, but you know I can. So if you were to put this on Fibonacci scale,
yeah,
right,
right.
something you can do in my new software, which is better than Thinkorswim, you know. You might be using Thinkorswim, but I got a new software out. Go ahead and subscribe to that. $1,000 a month, just some light. If you look at this,
there's a very clear glass ceiling here, isn't
there? Yeah. So
it's bouncing off of it.
If you look at this 2 p.m. chart, okay, you see these four jagged valleys?
Yeah.
Now, we like to call these Cardi ears. This is kind of a new term that has surfaced with the release of Playboi Carti's most recent record. Because we feel that, you know, his latest wardrobe really, really describes well what's happening here.
Are you talking about the thong?
No, I'm talking about... There's that, too. That? Yeah.
Okay, good, yeah. Good.
So what we're looking at here is a Cardi chart.
Got it.
The front half kind of mirrors the wardrobe in his... early record, you know, some of his records earlier this year. And then the dip here, we're going to go ahead and call that the Cardi thong. Mm-hmm. And we're going to call that the Cardi thong drop.
And you can see it kind of dips low directly into his ass crack there, which kind of means soon enough, we're going to see that pop right back out to the hips.
We should see it.
Up the side.
Go
like
right
this.
Back.
So, yeah, it's a thong curve is what we call that.
Yeah, this is the beginning of a Cardi thong. Listen, if you're listening in your car, we're bombing right now. Okay, we're just warming up. So what's up, dude? Are you
damn
up?
I didn't think we were bombing.
are we up? Are you up 20 mil or what are you?
Well, now I feel bad.
No, why do you feel bad?
Because I was having fun.
We're having fun. I'm like
full night's rest. I feel incredible. And then you just shit all over it?
I just felt like we were kind of struggling with that one.
That's fine. Second. Yeah, yeah. I do think that Cardi wearing a thong is really, really funny.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
I'm saying it's funny that Cardi wore a thong.
No, I told him to wear that. That was my idea. That's why I'm saying
yeah,
thank
why
you.
Why are you saying thank you?
Yeah, because I told him. I said, bro, you know it would make the internet go crazy?
You got to be on some other shit.
Yeah. Okay, damn. I don't want to see it again, bro.
Why not? It's funny. I mean, the dude can rock a thong.
Feasibly, I think, yeah. I was going to say most can.
I don't think
that shit is crazy. It's so crazy to pop out of a limo and you got the front half just looking eccentric as hell, you know? Fashion forward as a MF, and then you just turn around, and then he got a you know what I mean? Like,
it's what is that a thong? But a lot of people were like, it's not a thong, it's a bodysuit, which I think is worse,
yeah,
because like they attach in the bottom, you know what I mean? You gotta like button them, they're like a baby onesie,
mm-hmm.
You have to button them like near your sack.
Do you remember that Twitter trend where? I forgot what it was, but basically there was people were clowning like this men's bodysuit going around. It was like a men's onesie. And it was just like dudes tweeting like me picking up my onesie after she makes me finish too quickly and shit like that. Basically just reversing the roles.
Yeah. That's good.
So, yeah, I didn't realize this was a bodysuit.
I mean, it's the same thing. It just opens in the bottom.
Yeah. Is it really the same thing? Can we get... Do you have any bodysuit experts in here? Could you weigh in on the difference between a bodysuit and a thong?
The fact that it's a whole thing.
Yeah. What was it?
Because a thong would just be underwear versus...
Yeah.
Like a bodysuit can have a thong.
Yo, thanks for zooming in on the cheeks. Appreciate that. Thank
this
you
is
so
Cody's
much.
New merch right here, the International Jock.
Thursday, baby.
Yeah. This is the Cody Run Club. Here at the Cody Run Club, we wanted to design...
No, this is Cardi Run Club.
Yeah. No. Here at the Cody Run Club, we wanted to design a way to split your shit in half. We know that when you're running...
No, you're actually way faster like this.
Yeah.
The friction of your cheeks on your shorts actually causes you to slow down. It's pretty detrimental to your speed.
We know as runners, you may have a tendency or urge to piss or shit while running, which is understandable when you're putting in miles and miles. This aerodynamic suit allows the shit to trail out of your ass like air conditioning fluid on a Ford F-150. It'll just swirl right out of there.
Spraying everybody behind you.
Yeah. Jesus. You pissed yourself on
can
a
we,
run
can
recently?
We take this off? Can we take this off the screen, please?
Oh, so you were fine with Cardi's ass, but an ass model gets on screen.
We're not really seeing Cardi's full cheeks, were we?
Yeah. I mean, if you have an imagination.
That's true.
Anyway, enough about strangers' body parts. Let's look at Drake's dick again.
Hey, what'd you think about that? We didn't talk about that.
Oh, man.
What's your, give me a meat review. Give me an honest Drake meat review. Just be real.
Dude, what am I, dude, I'm thinking of that weed reviewer from back in the day, Chubb.
Yeah.
Chubbs here, MarijuanaReviews.com. Chubbs here, MeatReviews.com. Meat reviews. You may remember me from my marijuana-based channel, but I've moved on. And conveniently enough, I figure my name Chubbs goes right along with the meat review. So today we're doing... I just think it's really heroic how Drake offered to replace one of the propellers on the plane. That's why he was winging that thing around. He was getting it warmed up.
Nice. Was he on his plane?
Yeah, the right propeller went out on his PJ. He was flying an old school. And they were going sideways, and they're like, Drake, what can you do?
He's like, I got something.
Yeah, and he's like...
Dear God!
So stupid. Yeah. I don't know
dude's
if there's
got a massive penis.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, he's got one.
That's the meat review.
You heard it here first, folks. Print that headline. New York Post.
Drake's got a massive dong.
Yeah. It's here's what I'll say about it. It's scrubbed from the internet. And so I was with Tom in Nebraska.
I have it if you need it. I'm kidding.
No, bro.
It's scrubbed from the internet. Oh, I saved that.
No, bro.
Couple copies.
Bro, yeah. You joke, but I'm with Tom, and I go, we're kind of like joking about it, and Tom's like, I haven't seen it yet. And then someone in the green room, that was not me, was trying to find it on Twitter, and it wasn't there. And then I said... Yo, text Matt. I bet Matt has it. Tom texts Matt. He's like, yo, do you have Drake's meat? Matt goes, you want to see it? It's nice. He sends it like 30 seconds later.
Of course he would have it saved on his phone. Like, it's one thing to have the link. Wait, did he send it like on Telegram?
Yes, dude. It was the like raw video.
You have to have it saved on your phone. Like, imagine someone like scrolling through your photos.
That's the thing about Matt. Matt would not care. Matt would just be scrolling. He could be on the verge of a $1 billion deal.
Yeah.
He could be trying to just schmooze the guy. And Matt is like one of the few people I know that if a billionaire was like, he'd be like, oh, that's Drake's penis. You want to see it? It's nice.
Wait, did you see, hold on. Did you see, I'm going to find this for you real fast. You're going to laugh at this. No, fucking, I hate when I follow random people on TikTok. Jake, the Pass That Puss guy.
Yeah.
He pranked Matt.
Oh, did he?
Did you see that?
No.
It's really good. Can we watch this real fast?
Matt
because we know
owned?
Him. It's
Matt,
really funny.
Matt got owned publicly? Let's see Matt
on the phone. So you don't actually see him. You just hear his voice.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like to us who actually know him, it's so much funnier.
So this will not be interesting for everyone listening.
I mean, it's still funny that TikTok has a lot of views, but like it's even funnier for us.
Yeah,
no,
no.
Personality,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Of course.
that sounds exactly like him.
Of course.
Of course. You want some water?
I have a question.
Yeah.
I got invited on this brand trip, but Louise can't come. Can you come with me?
When is it?
July. It's in Texas. Do you know Exxon Mobil?
I know Exxon Mobil, yeah.
Why are you laughing?
It's a gas station, but yes, I know Exxon Mobil.
Okay, well, they're doing a brand trip.
Okay, what are the dates?
I think
Yo,
June.
Pause it. Matt going into fucking TM mode is so funny.
It really is.
Do I know Exxon Mobil? Yeah. It's a gas station. It's a gas station. What are the dates? What are the dates?
Just like... What are the dates?
What are the dates?
Like, instantly, bro. Yeah.
Matt, dude, this is fucked because you call... Like, we could call Matt right now and be like, Matt, I fucked up. I need you to help me, like... move like 4 kilos of cocaine across the border like tonight. And Matt's the type of dude to be like, all right, Like,
he would figure it out.
Yeah, he'll figure it out. Yeah,
like in 5 seconds. He'd call you back in 10 minutes and be like, "All right, I've worked it out. These are the things you have to do."
I just picture him walking up to being like, "I gotta go help Noel move some fucking coke. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know." All right.
June 25th.
Is it June 25th for sure?
Yeah, but they want to have us do this thing called oil rigging.
Oil rigging?
Yeah. They thought it would be funny or something. Louise said,
"You're gonna fucking
what?
You're gonna do that? You're gonna oil rig? What are you talking about?"
What do you
mean? ExxonMobil in Texas.
Mobile.
What do you mean?
Are you like fucking around or something?
No. Louise said she didn't. Yo, Louise said she couldn't go because.
Oh my God, dude. I didn't know this is what it took to get the Philly out of Matt. Holy shit. Dude, from 30 seconds to 1 minute, he goes from 2 to 9. What? You're going to oil? What the fuck are you talking about? Are you fucking around with me? Like, he's going to reach through the phone.
It's a really good prank, too, because it doesn't seem, like, too far from reality.
No.
Like, the amount of stupid fucking brand trip, like, influencer trips you see now, it's like,
yeah.
I guess maybe ExxonMobil hired some influencer marketing person, and they thought this would be, like, a funny thing. Get some TikTokers out on an oil rig.
Yeah, they wanted us to go like clean up some of the birds in Alaska to kind of like as like a counterplay on like BP, and then they wanted us to do some like oil rigging.
It's an underwater welding trip. I mean, apparently it's the most dangerous job in the world, so they thought it'd be fun to like send some TikTokers down to try it out and document it. Just underwater in a fucking scuba suit.
Oh man. You shouldn't have shown me this. Now my head already hurts laughing at this. I don't want to bore the people, but I assume the rest of it is hysterical.
It's really funny. He's just like, he's like, "I can't do that day because I'm leaving for my wedding. So that's the one thing I can't move for you." But like, it's pretty funny.
When I say bore the people, I just mean like all I'm going to do, I feel, is if we watch another minute of this, I'm just going to sit here laughing to you, like recanting like Matt stories. I'm not going to like, I'm going to struggle to pay attention because I'm just going to think of funny shit Matt has done. So
yeah, that's fair.
We can just end this chapter on shout out to Matt.
Big shout out to Matt. Miss Matt. You.
Yeah. I'm with Tom every weekend. So
Tom, you get a little dose of Philly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tom knows I don't miss him, and he doesn't miss me.
Because you guys see each other so much.
Yeah, yeah. But Matt,
how was this last weekend? What'd you guys do?
Went to Kansas City, baby.
Oh, it was good. Nice.
It was good, dude. My comedy audience is expanding.
Yeah?
Yeah, my stand-up audience, dude. A dude, he was 48, pulled up with his wife, front row.
No way.
And he was like, "Yep, senior clips. So I bought a ticket."
No way. That's sick.
I was like, "What's up, man?"
That's fucking sick.
Yep.
Did he like it?
I think he liked it. I mean, Midwest dudes, you can't tell.
Yeah.
But he was from Downey, California, so you know.
Fucking awesome, dude.
Hard ass, yeah. No, I mean, I'm starting to see more of it. Starting to see more of the Gen Xers pull up. It's fun. But, you know, plenty of types of people in the crowd now. So it's good. But yeah, this weekend was good. Chilled with Hunter. Got some barbecue.
Nice. What'd you eat?
Had me some burnt ends with a smoked chicken.
God, that sounds good.
It's funny when you try to get barbecue out in California and you haven't been to the Midwest in a while and you're like, "It's pretty good." And when you go to Midwest or South and you have barbecue, you're like, Oh my fuck.
Yeah. No, it's a different world.
Yeah.
100%. You know what's pretty good over here, though? Wood Ranch. It's like one of my favorite restaurants.
Unfortunately, Wood Ranch does bang.
It does go pretty silly.
Yeah.
It goes silly.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, it's like shitty as far as barbecue is concerned.
Yep.
But it's amazing for what it is.
For some
reason.
On the whole
scale of barbecue. But for California barbecue, it's incredible. And the best thing is it's the same every single time.
Yeah.
Whatever they do, it's like a factory there, you know?
Oh, it's not like a factory. It is a factory.
Yeah. They got that shit ironed out. You know, some restaurants are just built like for catering.
Yeah.
Because they've been around for 40 years. They have their process down. They're like, oh, we could just scale this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're making 4,000 chicken breasts a day and they're all the same.
I don't even know if Wood Ranch is really serving meat. Like, this shit could be...
just, yeah.
It could be anything.
Like, manufactured, like, synthetic meat.
Could be couch interior. It could be anything. I think...
But it tastes... it's not a diss, by the way. It tastes amazing.
Yeah. I think they have the flavors down that they could convert anything into barbecue.
Yeah. No, you're nailing it. This is exactly what it is.
It's insane, man, how much barbecue comes out of those buildings.
Oh, I know. Go there, too. Every person there, every patron is 75 years old.
Yep. Yep.
It's awesome.
I was thinking, bro, if there is like a nuclear fallout, Americans, we're the most ready for that.
For being 75 years old?
No, like if we have to resort to eating... not like non-food, like,
oh yeah, for sure,
Doritos and every chip has like fucking, you know, straight up like nickel elements in it.
Yeah
you know what I mean.
Yeah It's like my favorite genre of tweet right now is people that go to Europe and they're like, I've been eating pasta and wine every single day, I've lost weight. The food in America is poison.
It's like, well, yeah,
it's like, yeah, that's the point.
We're building up, bro.
Yeah. We're trying to actually build our intake of microplastics. It's going to help us in the long run.
That's why Americans are going to outlast everyone, because we're eating all this food and we're packing in all of these non-nutrients by way of, you know, fat storage. And then when the nuclear fallout happens, the thickest ones will be the ones to survive. Because when there's no food, so, you know, you're pre-hibernating, basically.
Yeah. Yep. I've been eating fucking Girl Scout cookies. Like, it's my job. I'm single-handedly keeping the Girl Scouts afloat. Wild.
Picturing you walking over to the grocery store, and you're like, oh, I'll take another box of samosas. And they're like, are you sure?
Are you sure? They're like, we think it's probably better for your health if you don't have another box.
Yeah, right, man. Girl Scouts wouldn't do that. They'd be like, yeah, you should have the whole bin.
What do you mean? Because they're mean?
No, because they want to make that money.
Yeah, that's true.
It's funny. Like, they'll post up next to dispensaries. I just don't get what the financial incentive is for them to go so hard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they kill it. They really do. Why is there no Boy Scout thing that kills it as hard?
It's because they're too busy touching the participants.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I didn't do it.
You didn't have to take it there.
It's what they did.
You didn't have to take it there.
They didn't have to touch them.
I was more looking for like a difference between girls and boys that age. You know, boys are like just, I don't know, drooling and like playing with their own nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And well, in the
Boy
like,
Scouts,
are like,
your,
these girls are like entrepreneurs.
Your instructor plays with your nuts.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Good. Charming. You know, in Canada, it was called Cubs.
Yeah, why do you think they call it Cubs?
Why?
Because they're trying to raise them to bear out.
To what?
To bear out, to become bears.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yep.
Oh, it is called Cub Scouts.
Yes. Which is a hell of an ironic name for an organization that was doing the diddlies.
Hey, man, I was in Cubs. I had a good time.
I was in Cubs, too, but I wasn't hot enough, I guess. We my Boy Scouts program was pretty it's pretty mid. It was just like my classmates' dads, and we would just go to someone's backyard on the weekend, and they'd go, "All right, tie this rope," and then they'd fill out some paperwork, and then we get the badges.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we didn't.
You ever go to
anything.
Summer camp?
Summer camp? No. Mm. I went to a Catholic. I got confirmed 2 years in a row, so that was like my version of summer camp.
Like at a church?
Yeah, you go when you're. So a Catholic has to get confirmed to eat the plastic wafer.
Yeah.
To eat the fucking poker chip every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a 2 year thing. So I had to go to this camp for 2 years straight.
And do what? Pray?
The first time was like, yeah. Just like working in teams and like doing trivia about Jesus. And then the second one was like really dramatic. There's all these like, yeah, group prayer sessions in this old wooden chapel with no chairs. And I just remember my back hurting the whole time because we were just sitting on the floor.
Fuck yeah. That's yeah. fun.
Yeah.
I was in the grocery store the other day and some dude came up and he's like, "Yo, bro, I saw you at, you know, something last week, and I promised myself if I saw you again, I would tell you this." And I was like, "Okay, what's this going to be?" And he was like, "I want to invite you to my church." I was like, "Oh, fuck." He's like, "It's wow. just right around the corner. It's every Sunday, 10 a.m., wow. and you have an open invite."
Wow.
Thanks. Thanks, dude.
Dude, that is the highest honor of I don't know, just Christian person. Wow.
I know. I asked him. I was like, "Well, can you baptize me?" I didn't ask him that. But don't you have to be baptized to go to church?
No,
you can just go to church.
Yeah, you can just go there. But then if you want to, you know, if you want to go all in, if you want to get jumped into the faith.
If you want to get confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah, confirmation was, that shit was crazy because the ending moment was like they put a blindfold on me and then walked me around and some girl had to like read me a bunch of religious stuff. And
wait, really?
Yeah, it was a weird, I think that was like specific to my goofy ass church. And I remember doing it and like lifting up the blindfold at one point and the girl was like, "Yeah, this shit is weird, you can just leave it off." And then when we got to like the adult supervision part, she's like, "All right, just throw it back on for this."
Huh.
Yeah.
I think it might have been this dude that talked to me in the grocery store, this comment that we got from this guy, Marlo. He said, this is on last episode. "I'd be praying Cody and Noel find God one day. They are such loving brothers. You can see Christ in them. Like he is in all of us. And it feels like they want to know him, but they live in such a tough environment to be introduced to the gospel, I feel. Cody and Noel, I hope you see this, and if you giggle at it, like, what the fuck is this clown on? Just know I love you boys on a God made you in his image, and your life matters so much to me type energy." Which I guess is a nice comment.
Ryan is buckling up over here, because Ryan is actually a Splinter Cell agent from the Christian church.
I got jumped in when I was, like, 17.
Yeah.
You got what?
He got jumped in when he was 17.
Baptized, you know, like you guys were talking about.
How'd that happen? How'd you get jumped in?
Got baptized because I was fucking with Jesus heavy.
At 17?
Found it late, man.
That's pretty late, bro.
Found it late.
What got you into it?
I didn't have any friends because I moved to a new town and they were pretty...
Oh, Ryan, you made it sad. Just stop. Just stop.
It's true.
So
you need to find
friends
in high school, man. Church is where it's at.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, if you need community, go to church if you can't find friends.
You know it's a sin to throw full cans of drinks at people.
No, that's actually in the Bible.
You know Jesus looks down on that shit.
Nah, he looks up to that. That's Deuteronomy 4:17. And then he said, "Throw this can, for it shall be the vessel."
Throw thy can.
"For it shall be the vessel which he sees him." Yeah, appreciate the Jesus wishes, man.
Yeah.
That's what we get for talking about the Christian rappers.
Oh my God, we didn't talk.
We never
about
talked
this.
About that, bro. They went
we never
in
reflected
on you.
On
they
it.
Went in on you, dude.
Wait, did they really?
They're all of them were like, Cody Ko, let's start a conversation. Let's have a dialogue about this. Because you were the one that, when I was reading those captions, like, does Christian rap go harder than secular?
Yeah.
And you were the one that was like, no. No. Creed a Christian group?
Yeah, they were. And they go hard as fuck.
That's what I'm saying, man. I think some, you know.
Maybe I was misguided on that. But I do think it's funny. We continued to have a conversation after that. And they cut the clip right at me saying, no.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's have a conversation.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Christian outlets cherry picking a conversation. Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Shots fired. JK, I'm not a Christian hater, but they're going to leave that part out.
Yeah, exactly. So what was funny about this, I think, is, hold on.
Believing
in you...
God?
What?
Okay, no. You said, so what was funny about this?
What's funny about this? Yeah.
I'm not atheist. Are you atheist?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm like nothing.
Agnostic.
What? I wouldn't even say I'm agnostic. I believe in something. Just trying to figure out what it is, you know?
Who the hell? Uh-oh. Hold on. Hello, Megan? I'm good. I'm live on the podcast. Everything you say now is being... Yes. Are we in trouble? Uh-oh. What did we do?
What happened?
Yes. Ah, dude, that video of me spreading hole is going around. Now let's have a dialogue about Christian rap.
Let's have a dialogue. Hold on, I'm just trying to find an example. I know, like, we were.
Please don't look.
I sent you a couple, but like, I want. Let's give them some context on what we're talking about.
Yeah, I can find one. I don't like playing the specific artist's music because some of them, they're not very popular. But I think the thing that these people were leaving out on these Christian rap outlets is I was referring to artists, Christian artists, that undeniably one for one replicate modern artist sounds. So it doesn't sound like their own individual like angle on music. It just sounds like they, like one person in particular, the songs are one-to-one for Travis Scott, like undeniably. Yeah, yeah. His style, they sound like Travis songs through and through, and he's just rapping about God, and it's like
yeah. But I'm saying back up for a second, because we just got to give him some context on what we're talking about. Basically, like that one episode.
Oh, right.
Like late last year.
Go ahead.
We just talked about Christian rap for whatever reason. Like, what even brought it up?
Oh, because I was saying in my algorithm, I was getting a lot of Christian rappers just populating, and it had all those
right.
funny
captions. So we like kind of goofed on Christian rap for a second. And then we didn't, like, it was like a 5-minute thing. And then we moved on or whatever. And then, like, over the course of the next, like, 3 weeks, we got clipped by, like, every single big Christian rapper. And all of them did the same video where they clipped that, us talking about it. And then it would be them. It'd be like, Cody and Noel, like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And then they would go on some monologue about, like, why we were wrong or something, and then ask us to, like, have an open dialogue with them.
Mm-hmm.
But every single one of them did it. And they were all the exact same.
Yeah.
And I just think it was funny that, like, you just never know what is going to get just random attention, you know?
Yep.
Especially nowadays, like, on social media, with all these, like, guys of the week randomly popping off.
Yeah.
It's like, we could think we were, like, said the funniest thing in the world, and then 3 days later, some like, bit of us talking about Christian rap goes viral on the Christian rap social media scene, you know what I mean? And we're like, what the fuck? Why is this getting so much attention? It literally was like an afterthought.
Yeah, I became familiar with the acronym CHH, which is Christian Hip Hop.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you can make music about God, but I think it's got to be in your own style.
And yeah, I agree. That was the point, is that a lot of them just, yeah, rip popular people off, like, mm-hmm. their exact sound.
There's this one dude, he's making these extremely Bieber-esque songs.
Okay.
Like, Bieber mid-career. And it's like, you know, and South Park did this whole thing about how sometimes, like, religious music can sound sexual, especially if it's about Jesus.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this dude's music, it's really hard to discern, because he'd be like, you know, he's in me, you know, just like... you're like, Jesus, is this a Boy Scout song?
Yeah, nice. Now, who's Jake Hill's country artist again? What's his name? Is this a Dixon Dallas song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's just funny. We were just getting torn to shreds by all these, or I guess I was.
Yeah, they were mad at you.
By all these Christian rappers, they were pissed.
They were mad at you.
They were pissed.
Because in their videos, some of them would talk about us, but they specifically say, Cody, let's have a dialogue. Because you hit it with that no.
No, but it doesn't. I'm fine doubling down on this. To me, it doesn't hit as hard as regular rap. So they would all take that clip of me saying no, and they would stitch their song behind it.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, kind of proving my point.
Yeah. If you believe, if you're a Christian, you know, this is, do your thing by all means. You know,
if I ever get confirmed one day,
that's Catholic.
Then that's what?
That's Catholic. That's a very different vibe.
I think you said that's Catholic. Stop capping, bro. What are you, Catholic or something?
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Okay, so what's Catholic rap then? Is that a thing?
No, fuck no, bro.
Why not?
Catholicism is Marky Mark. It's stay prayed up.
That sounds pretty in line.
Nah, I mean, Catholic rappers? I've never heard of a Catholic rapper. It probably exists. You know, Catholics, they walk.
Now watch, we're about to get stitched, dude.
Yeah.
Just watch.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Catholic hip hop.
Catholic rap. But like, what's the difference in like their belief? This is actually good, because I've never understood the difference between Catholic and Christian. I get them mixed up all the time.
Catholicism is wildly boring. You know, I grew up in it. It's extremely procedural. There's no feeling to it. You know what's funny is who gives a shit?
No, I do. Tell me.
It's such a... I put out this stand-up clip on Ash Wednesday, and it was about being gay, and I was like making fun of the Catholic Church, and I didn't realize it was Ash Wednesday. But yeah, Ash Wednesday was the weirdest shit ever.
So that's a Catholic thing.
Yeah, where you put the...
the little ash right there?
Yeah, you put the war paint.
Yeah.
I did it 1 year. Rubbed it off immediately.
I love this. Well, sorry, I was just what was that?
Just a little play on words for the visual.
rubbed it off immediately.
As soon as I got the Ash Wednesday.
I rubbed off.
Yeah. So Catholicism, it's like, what is it? I think they both believe that he's going to come back. But I don't know. Modern Christianity, it's like a widespread, you know, you got like Pentecostal, where it's like very big and, you know, that's like, it's got music and it's very hype. Catholics, can you look it up? I forget the, I should.
But let this song play while you're
looking. Oh, you want to hear this shit? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I really want to hear this.
My pastor asked me to pull my pants
down. Okay, this starts Luke 22:19, and he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I can't really hear it.
Now these might be the most important lines I ever rhymed. I'm about to put you on the strongest truth you'll ever find. A transformation of some.
All right, I got it. Turn this. Stop it. Oh, fuck no. All right, so I guess Catholics use a different Bible. So the, yeah, Roman Catholicism is not.
Explain it to me as if I needed to tell Cody Co the differences.
Oh, this is good.
To explain the differences between Catholicism and Baptist traditions in a way that's relatable for someone like Cody Co, what does that mean? What does that mean? Someone
ChatGPT
like
has
Co?
Has you defined as an archetype.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Someone like Cody Co.
One boss level.
Oh,
is
boy.
Is this explaining it to me like I'm a, what is this? Like I'm a, like an entrepreneur or something?
No, dude, it, this
dude,
is
number
like,
five, snack time rituals.
boss level means like it's calling you a millennial, like a boss.
Yeah, yeah, boss.
And then the fifth one is making
like
fun of your
boss.
Consumption.
Yeah. The third one is a play on Team G Studios. Membership sign up.
Catholics.
TeamGStudios.tv. Right. TeamGStudios.tv, by the way. That's number three right there is a play on the fact that you can get like all of our bonus episodes if you sign up for $6 a month at TeamGStudios.tv. If it's just a bonus episode every single week.
All right. So how they worship God is very different. Yeah. Like baptism as a Christian, you choose. But like, yeah, when you're born in the Catholic Church. So Catholic churches are all those clips where like the fucking priest like dropped the baby in like the bowl of water.
Those videos are pretty funny.
And Christian baptisms are like, you know, they take a kid out to a river and it's cold as ice and there's 40 of them. And yeah, it's some guy was like, come on. Come on, feel his energy. Yeah. Do the Guantanamo just...
Waterboard.
Yeah. Put them on a wooden board and flip them back and pour water all over their face. Feel his presence.
I do think about those videos of the priests like almost dropping the babies. You ever seen that? Like every time I hold my kid, I think about that. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Well, I don't know why, dude. If I'm Catholic and I have to get my kid baptized and I see that like the fucking coffin dodger in the wardrobe, like I have to put my child in those old ass hands. I'm saying no.
It's like, I'll do it. I'll dunk them.
Yeah. How about we hold it together?
Yeah. This one, baptism goes wrong as baby face plants into water.
These are always good. Can you mute the volume? See, this is unfortunate because this guy's got, you know, he's got a Midwest father's appearance. I would trust it. Some woodworking hands.
And he seems to be pretty gentle thus far.
Yep.
Until. There's some videos where they like grab him by the feet and they like dunk him in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those are the Italian ones. Look at his face. He's like, yikes. They shouldn't have put that fucking jacuzzi jet in the baptism tub. That wouldn't have happened to him.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh,
fuck. Jesus Christ.
What do you say after that?
Dropping
someone's kid has to be a terrible experience, man.
Whoops.
Yeah.
I did a thing.
Well, I guess my mom was right about one thing. Maybe I shouldn't handle kids. Anyway.
L, yeah. Well, that is literally the worst thing that could have happened in this moment.
Literally.
That is literally the worst thing that could have happened in this moment.
Oh, jeez.
That kid went fucking eyebrows to marble, bro.
I can't even imagine. I can't imagine.
Guy you like know? Me would have stood there and been like, ooh.
I just can't imagine. like being one of those parents see watching that. We had the baby on the floor because it was like in like the little gym, and it was like looking up. You know, he's like looking up at the things we got like hanging from it or whatever. And Chili comes over and like basically sort of like pawed him. I kind of like got him on the eye a little bit, and we were just freaking the. He was like totally fine, but we were just freaking the fuck out.
Well, yeah,
he had like a little red mark underneath his eye, and we're like, "Holy fuck!" Just freaking out.
CPS is coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
We fucked up. We fucked up.
I knew we weren't cut out for this. Yeah, fucking my Otis pissed on his own face a couple times.
All right. Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Kids just do that, man.
It's pretty fucking funny, honestly.
Yeah.
People like warned me that sort of thing was going to happen, but yeah. It's just so much funnier when it happens for real.
Babies are, they projectile everything.
It's so funny.
Apparently,
the first time, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, apparently as a kid, I fucking owned one of my aunts.
What, like by pissing on her?
No, I was sleeping next to her, I guess, and she just happened to roll over, and I just projectile vomited into her mouth.
Oh my god,
she like fell asleep like kind of like mouth open, and I guess in the middle of my sleep I just got her.
Babies like have a sense of humor.
Yeah, they do.
They know, like, dude, the first time we gave Otis a bath, we filled up the thing. We're like kind of nervous, right? It's like the first time we're bathing and we don't know what the fuck we're doing, and Kelsey's parents are there. It's like an occasion, you know. We're all like, oh, okay, let's do it. For the first time we're gonna bathe our kid. So we're like, you know, fill up the bath with the warm water. It takes me like 10 minutes to get the temperature right. I'm all paranoid because it has to be like 100 degrees exactly. So I finally get it to the right temperature. I'm testing it with this thermometer, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just being paranoid. And finally, we get him undressed, and we sit him on the little net thing above the water, and he just shits directly into the water. And we're like, okay, well, we don't have like a backup like little thing filled with water, so we got to take him out, dump the entire tub. Like, we have like one of those like little whale tubs for kids, you know?
Yeah.
Then I fill it back up. We put him on. He shits in it again. Oh, no, actually, what it was he shit in the water. So we take him out and we put him in one of the like the towels that we have. It's like a little towel with the hood.
Yeah.
So that he doesn't get cold.
Yeah.
And immediately he shits in the towel. And we're like, God damn it. And so we're all like freaking out. I'm trying to fill the tub back up. Kelsey's like, put him in a different towel. So he put him in a different towel. He shits in that towel.
Let's go. Let's go.
It was just comical, you know? Yeah. Like, we're already, like, so stressed because it's just, like, we want this to go well. And then it just everything went wrong.
Yeah, bro. Babies, they get it. I mean, that's like my nephew. When he figured out how to fart, it was game over.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Baby farts are so funny.
Dude.
And they just stink.
From, like, 1 year old. He recognized, like, when he'd fart, he'd recognize people laugh.
People laugh.
It was a rap, dude. They, like, for years, my sister-in-law was working on getting him to not fart to make people laugh.
What a legend.
Yeah. He knew.
It was so funny. I took off his diaper, and I'm like, I just like, you know, wrap it up. And in the fucking 2 seconds that it takes me to put it in the little diaper trash can, I turn back and he's just pissing on his own face.
Yeah.
And like kind of like closing his eyes because it's like annoying him. Like, oh, what the fuck? Trying to block his piss with his hands so that it doesn't get in his eyes. And then we're like Googling afterwards, like, is piss bad for eyes?
Yeah.
Infant piss bad for eyes.
Yeah.
Was fucked up.
What was the result?
I believe it's fine.
Yeah.
I think it must happen all the time. So we like washed out his eyes and his mouth and stuff like that, but
yeah. No, I mean babies just pee on face. They do it.
Extremely harmful, this says.
I mean,
people using pee to cure pink eye? What?
What the hell, man? Who's doing that?
What happens if baby drinks his own urine? What the fuck? Who is searching that?
You know what this is, man? It's just like...
Look, that's the... What?
It's like SEO for panicked people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, in this scenario, you're probably not describing things very well. You're like, my baby just drank its own piss.
Yeah, exactly.
And then some trolls are online like, we should make an article that if a baby consumes any kind of pee, they're going to die.
Yeah.
And we should put ads on it.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, he's chilling.
Yeah, no, he was totally fine. It's just...
little whiz on the face.
Just very funny.
You know who got their...
very... what?
I was going to say, I was just using this as a segue. You know who got their face whizzed at was the one and only Bevo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a look at this clip. I didn't even watch this. I saved it for now.
It's really good.
Hello.
Ooh, he got bink. Bottled. Let's see it. Skadoosh.
Bink.
Whoa.
So people were making fun of me last time because I was like, you know, I was like, I don't have time to go on TikTok. And then like I just proceeded to recite the past 3 months of Bevo lore.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, that's, you guys got me.
Yeah.
That was something that I was very interested in. And I did spend some time looking into it. Bevo just is an interesting guy, you know?
I mean, this is another one of those great examples of he's now just a personality. And now what? So did he throw darts after getting pelted?
I don't really know.
They kicked that dude out? The way it kind of bounces, boing, is kind of, it's kind of graceful. And it
probably comes, a plastic bottle, right?
Yeah. Man, the way it comes back.
Yeah. Yeah, very comical. Can we go to his TikTok, Bevo? Just want to see what's going on. I actually haven't looked in a couple days, I swear.
We're just group browsing Bevo now?
Yeah, dude.
Addressing the Sydney
situation. Yeah,
he's got to address it again.
Run,
how many times do you have to address
this video,
it?
I'm not going to lie. I wanted to stay away from all the dark side of TikTok, all the drama and all that, because I'm just,
I'm not
a part of this, you know?
No, like, no, you're not. Yeah.
Yo, can someone, VFX artist, please comp out the jacket. Turn him to Rayman. Just fucking hands,
please.
No limbs.
Please.
I'm not a part of that life, and I want to just have good content on my page. But when I'm getting sent loads of videos regarding this whole Sydney matter, it is just getting to me a little bit, and it's getting to Sophia. And it just isn't fair on her, you know? So I just wanted to clear some stuff up. Like, I'm not the bad guy
here,
you know? Do you know what I mean? With whatever Sydney...
Bro... PR 101, you cannot put on a lime green jacket and a fucking diamond studded watch and sit back and go, I'm not the bad guy.
I'm not the bad guy. Also,
I'm
an absurd thing to say,
bad
too.
Man that you think I am.
Absurd thing to be like, I'm going to clear some things up real fast. I'm not the one that's bad. There you go. Clear it up. I'm not the one you should be mad at. There you go.
I just want to set the record straight. I'm not the real bad man that you all thought I was.
Real bad man.
Real bad man.
Real.
What? Okay, what does he say?
He's saying about me. I've blocked her on everything because it's unfair on Sophia, as I keep saying. But when I'm seeing two individuals just leeching and taking advantage of Sydney, well, I could say three individuals, really. It's just petty. Like, I've gave Sydney a platform. I made her quit.
Oh! Oh, oh, these are crazy. Oh, man, this is crazy. What a backhanded thing.
Really?
It's just like, I've blessed her. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I've given her like a slice of the Bevo world, and like I didn't have to do that. Because, right, it's like my own carnival, if you would. It's like my own thing, and... like, I don't have to make anyone a part of this. And, I made Sydney a part of Bevo world. And, like, it's just disgusting the way people try to latch on to, like, this thing I've made.
A job. She's now making a good income. She chose to do only friends, however you want to say that. Listen, good on you. Crack on, innit? Do your thing. But when you got leeches out there that are just leeching for views and... I'm still living in your head rent free. It's crazy. And it's just like, why are you putting yourself in this position? I'm not the bad guy. I took you on holidays. I bought you anything you wanted. I didn't care. And like, even now, I don't care. I'm not going to ask for it all back, you know?
Damn, bro. This is just so funny.
I love it. I love it.
I gave her a platform.
Yeah.
That's the new I loved you.
Yeah.
That's the new I loved you in 2024.
Yeah, exactly. I gave you a platform.
You fucking bitch. I gave you a platform.
I gave you your OnlyFriends career.
You wouldn't even fucking take your clothes off for millions of dollars if it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
This is crazy because he's not even really, he's not intending to diss Sydney. It's like a diss to the people that are leeching off Sydney.
Yeah. But he's just inadvertently making a lot of...
But he's also insulting Sydney by saying, I gave Sydney everything she has, so stop taking that from her because it's actually from me. You know what I mean? Crazy.
It would've been
also,
great.
He's not the bad guy, so...
It would have been great if he just like fully broke by the end of this video. Like he's just trying to keep it in, and by the end, he's like, so like, please, like, don't forget who your fucking daddy is. Like, don't forget, like, who made you. You absolute fucking cockroaches. And I do mean that. And I'm not the bad guy. All right, that's all I have to say. He just turns off the
I'm not the bad guy. I'm fucking Bevo, okay? Do you know who I am?
I'm not the bad guy. I'm just, like, I'm just the bad man. You know what I mean? It's two different things. Mm-hmm. Two different things.
I bought her everything she wanted.
And I'm not even going to ask for
Dude,
it back.
It's like, didn't you just, like, how rich could he be? And yeah, also, man. It's been like 2 months.
Hey, those TikTok checks, man. I guess.
You think so? You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
I've seen some people ball out on TikTok.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's true. But I mean, I'm just saying he hasn't really been rich for that long either.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean?
He's young, man.
He's flexing hard. Keep playing it.
But yeah, I just to Sydney, just I do wish you all the best. As I say, like, but just be careful who you're working with, because it seems like I've been sent your videos, and you seem so uncomfortable in half of these videos. And I've seen one about you driving, which I know you can't drive anyway because of like. Yeah, I'm going to put it bluntly, like, you...
Come on, bro.
You can't even get a provisional, do you know what I mean? It's, yeah, and they're just using you for views. Like, fair enough, you're going out, you're enjoying your content days, you're getting your content and that, but in a month's, 2 months' time, they're going to move on to the next girl, and it's just petty, and I just... There's so many dickhead boys out there. So many dickhead boys.
Bevo, that's why she needs you to protect her.
Why didn't you send her this?
That's what
personally.
I'm saying, man. That's Dude, what I'm saying.
Crazy video to put up.
Cause
it's pretty fucking crazy.
Cause this is what it
when
is
you
now,
have
man.
A new girlfriend.
Yeah.
To make a video publicly, that's like, stop taking advantage of my ex.
Yeah. That's where we're at now, man. People, yeah. They got to dish it out publicly. Everything.
He's pretty fucking good at what he does, honestly. He's good at creating drama, like, unknowingly, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this to him is, like, supposed to be diffusing things.
That's why it's so funny. That's why it's so good. He does everything
so funny.
You're not supposed to do.
Exactly. Listen, I want to diffuse the situation here, all right? I'm still in love with my ex. I gave her everything she has. Stop taking that shit. I blocked her on everything, but I've seen some videos. She's got a fucked up eye, so she can't drive.
This is Lot. What's his new girl's name?
I don't know. Sophia, I didn't know.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Listen, Sephora, I'm dealing with like a highly sensitive situation with my ex. I wasn't quite sure what to do about it, so like, I think I'm going to go live and just speak from the heart. To 2.3 million.
No, don't do that.
So Sophia, do me a favor, like go in the other room. Let me just handle this.
I'm just gonna put a stop to all of this.
I'm just gonna end it all now.
After this. I'm gonna end it all, okay, with this one live.
Listen. just full up.
Yeah.
Listen. All you boys, you dickhead boys, messing around with my ex-girl. Listen, I'll get her any day of the week. I'll go right back to her. this girl in the other room, like,
I'll go right back to her. What'd you say? I'm putting a stop to all this.
I'm putting a stop to all this, Sephora. Shut up.
I'm putting a stop.
Stay in
the
other room.
So come find me. Right now, I'm at the hotel. I'm at Crown and Luxembourg Street. Come meet me right now.
And if Mandem got a problem, you can come see me. If Mandem got a problem, you come see me right here in front of the hotel. Just like that.
All right, it's over.
And listen, so, listen.
Put a stop to it.
Listen, and Sydney, just know that like any day of the week, I go back to you if I want.
I'm still in love with you.
I'm still in love with you, but I'm going to be with Sephora for now until I decide otherwise. Goodbye.
They're saying there's people at the hotel outside. Oh, what?
Listen, I'm going to go live again.
Put a stop to it.
I'm going
to
go live again and just put an end to it.
Yeah, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to go live outside with them and put an end to it.
Just goes live with a pistol.
Yeah.
All right, listen. That's the UK. It's a knife.
Yeah.
And then all
put
the comments.
Stop to this.
And then all the comments would be like, bro is going melee, LOL. Mm-hmm. Bro's using his secondary, LOL. Yeah. Well, good luck to Bevo, man. Yeah, I guess we should opt to the bonus.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
This week on the Bone Zone.
He looks like a fucking razor mouse.
Oh my god. An alien head in a glass orb scared the fuck out of me.
Got a bit of a crowd.
I'm gonna put this free in space. Each day ends with him driving home. Like, haven't you had 9 Marg Towers?
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.